Well, as I look out my window here of the studio, I can see another dull and dreary and quite wet day with pre-low temperatures of 8 and 9 degrees Celsius. And it's fair to say that the Scaraveen is in full effect. Or are we going through a turbocharged Scaraveen this year? Well, with me in the line to talk with this is a man who never knew what the Scaraveen was until recently. He wrote about it in his column in the Irish Times, Frank McNally. Frank, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
And now listen, I'm going to do you a bit of a favour. We're going to play a clip of Kerryman Dan O'Flaherty, who lives in Wexford, and he's explaining to folklore.ie what the Scaraveen is.
The basically, it came from the Irish phrase, the Scaraveen, and it's 40 million ago, because it's rough and cold, the month of the cuckoo. And they say it is, I read somewhere quite ago, that it was nature getting its own back on the cuckoo for the way it treated the other birds. You know, because the cuckoo was coming for the fine weather here, but they got it rough for the first 4 or 5 weeks. And the weather, because when they arrived, they just picked the other birds out of their nest. So it was nature's way of probably telling it to cop on to itself.
Yeah, there you go. That is Dan O'Flaherty talking about the punishment of the cuckoo. That's the folklore says is why the Scaraveen comes and affects us. Frank, you were in Brussels when you found out about all of this.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm from the... I think the Scaraveen seems to be a bit of a Kerry speciality or from the southwest at any rate. I'm from the Black North up in Monaghan. I'd never heard of it. I had to go all the way to Brussels to hear the word. A bunch of us were... We were out on a press trip visiting the European Parliament and Commission there last month, and we were wandering down one of the streets of Brussels. I think it was the Rue de la Loi, and it had been mild weather, you know, in late April, you know, and we were all thinking, oh, summer's here, and then we were suddenly ambushed by a rather chill wind, and one of the number I didn't know her, but I'm guessing she's from the southwest, said, oh yeah, she says it's real Scaraveen weather, and I said, what? Never heard of it. And I gathered it was something to do with the cuckoo. So, of course, when I come back, I filed it away because I have a daily column which needs a lot of filling. And I looked it up afterwards and I thought, we had a man writing for the Irish Times for many years. He's dead now, but Brendan McWilliams, some people will remember him. And he wrote a very popular column called Weather Eye. And it was full of, you know, literary allusions and all the rest of it, as well as folklore about weather. And I thought, he surely has written to death about Scaravines. And I looked it up in the spelling that I assumed it was, you know, beginning with an S. Couldn't find it, strangely. Looked up my Hiberno English dictionary, which I consult all the time on words. Couldn't find it there either. And found other various funny words in, you know, under SC in the process, like shkyok and skanger, of course, well known in Dublin, squeera. Lots of kind of rude and insulting words, but I couldn't find Scaraveen. And then, of course, as your man on the clip there explains, the reason for it is that the S is misleading. That's a kind of that S at the start of it is not really part of the root word. The root word is Garav, rough, and Ian, Garav Ian, rough weather. But that it's a leftover from that, the phrase he used is Garav, is August 4, I think that was the way he said it. Obviously, people over the decades and centuries, this resolved itself into a word starting in S, which is kind of misleading. But yeah, it seems to have been borne out, this particular, the idea that early May, that there's a sudden interruption of spring by a burst of bad cold, sometimes wet weather, has been kind of...
And we're having it at the moment. It's absolutely Baltic. And the problem is why it annoys people so much is because you're lulled. You put the winter coat away and you come out, you say, the summer's arrived, brilliant, this is great. And all of a sudden you're hit right between the eyes with desperate weather.
I always joke, I think in Ireland we think we're a Mediterranean people, and you know some of the mythology is that that's where we came from originally. And any encouragement, with any encouragement around this time of year, we will cast off our... our overcoats and take people start drinking in the streets if the temperature climbs to, you know, about 5 degrees Celsius. We think, oh, summer's here. It just seems to be our natural thing. And then we're betrayed and outraged when suddenly we get rain and cold weather again. There used to be, there's a lot of these little mini spells throughout the year, but that by tradition where, you know, this St. Martin's Indian summer, I think that's in October, supposedly. These little spells, mini microclimates that supposedly happen year after year. And there was a Scottish meteorologist, I mentioned him in my column about this, I think his name was Alexander Buchan, who back, you know, 150 years ago came up with what he thought was scientific proof for these things. They were eventually, they came to be called Buchan's spells, and one of them was specifically May 9th to May 14th. This would be the Scarvain in Ireland, but anyway, it was one of his Buchan spells where the normal weather is interrupted for a week or so. And again, yeah, and he's been proven right this year. I think his science doesn't really hold up. I think most people don't take that seriously anymore. So much as we might like to blame it on the cuckoo or other supernatural sources, it seems to be just random weather.
Yeah, and Frank, the question is, who are we going to blame if it all goes wrong at the heart of the summer, as it frequently does in this country, and we're drowned in June, July and August?
Yeah, the Mina Gook, unfortunately, the Mina Gook seems to last 3 or 4 months in some cases. We can only hope for the best. We can only hope that it is that this time it really is just the cuckoo being temporarily punished for its bad behaviour.
Yeah, indeed. It is remarkable, though. It's a wonderful kind of mythology around it, and it underlines, I suppose, still to this day, but really, especially going back through the decades and the centuries, how important weather is, how much effect it had in people's lives, how much it bled into the lore of the world around us, the mythology, the nature, the cuckoo, how intrinsically linked we are with, you know, the cycles of weather,
listen,
Frank.
It affects, nothing affects people's mood as much as weather. I suppose maybe in Kerry football does it, and in fact in Monaghan we're all still on a high after that last game against Derry, the dramatics there last time. We'll probably be suffering a meteorological depression next week after the Ulster final with Armagh. But yeah, next to football, sport, maybe and occasionally politics, weather it's the great decider of the national mood. So of course we're absolutely full of lore and stories about it.
Yeah, we certainly are. Well, listen, I was going to say, look, the very best of luck to you next day. I hope you do it against Armagh. You've been there thereabouts for the last number of years, and it could go your way. It could be the start. It could kick off a beautiful summer of weather in Monaghan and beyond. Frank,
you never
who
know.
Knows?
You never know. We live in hope. We live in hope.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Frank. Thanks a million. Great piece on Irishman's Diary and Irish Diary in the Irish Times every day. Clouds and Cuckoo Land, Frank McNally, the Meteorological Scaravines of May. That's Frank talked to us about that. He learned about it in Brussels, but of course, plenty of lore. And as you would have known here on Radio Kerry, many years, the late great Frank King would be talking about the Scaravine. He was an expert on it, that's for sure. We'd hope to have Danny on the programme this morning. Danny should stay on Flaherty. But he's been escaping the Scaravine. He's away at the moment, but we heard his explanation as to what it was and what it was connected to as well. It certainly is here with us this year, particularly with a vengeance. It is cold when you're out of the sunny spells. It's quite bitter, and of course people are feeling it more because a lot of people threw away the winter coats and the heavy jumpers and everything else like that, and the cardigans. They're back out of the closet again, and hopefully we will see improvement in weather, although I'm seeing a couple of days of rain for next week, but maybe as we get further into May. And I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of months ago, actually about a month or two ago, and they were promising, swearing that the rain that we had in the winter, the huge amount of rain, was a foretelling of a glorious summer. We live in hope. Listeners, we do live in hope. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667 123 666. Jury, cast not a cloud till May is out. Not summer close weather yet, says Adrian and Knockmoyle. Thanks very much for that. And have you heard the old saying, don't cast a cloud till May is out, says an North Kerry listener. Well, I hadn't heard it until Adrian from Knockmoyle just said it there. Cast not a cloud, or don't cast a cloud till May is out. You can never really be sure with the weather in May.